All right, another podcast from the car in the parking lot for my job. So this is Held Hostage. Great American Rock is the name of the album. This particular song right here is Rise. And this is like one of the most powerful tracks on the album. As far as the message, there's nothing but positivity on this album. The songs are upbeat, uplifting, just pure American rock. Tim Ripper Owens does an incredible job on this album, as does all the members of the band. Tom is a superior songwriter, capturing a lot of emotion on all the songs. We're going to check out the next one, which is called Fallen Brothers. I'm going to go through the CD almost track for track if I have the time. And then I could probably do another podcast on this as well. Hopefully an interview in the future. If you go to the website, you will see our quick review of the album initially. And I definitely recommend getting it. It is definitely worth it. There are 12 songs on here. This is Fallen Brothers. Obviously, Tom is a promoter for... soldiers and patriotic themes and things like that. But this album is just a great album. I love the artwork. You've got basically like a space age Thor's hammer on the cover with an American flag wrapped around it. Just a powerful image. And this is a powerful, powerful album. And a great band. Let's hear a little bit of this. This song is very powerful. But as you go through the album, there are a lot of rockers, a lot of cool, straight ahead rock and roll songs. I mean, We Rock Hard, this is the lead off track, coming in at 4 minutes and 59 seconds, and this is just pure heavy rock. Very catchy riff. And I think Ripper Owens' vocals on here are perfect. I would have expected like a scream in the beginning, but after listening to the song, this song just really, you couldn't do any better with this song. It's catchy, it's rocking, just what you want. I've played this in the car a few times, loud. And the louder it is, the better. And if you're on the highway driving, this is one of the perfect songs to listen to. Positive message. There's nothing negative on this album as far as the message goes. One thing about Held Hostage is they do a lot of work with, soldiers, veterans, things like that, and the message is always positive, which I like. It's a breath of fresh air in the metal community. There is definitely room for that. There is a place for that type of songwriting, and Tom is just superior with his songwriting. Can't say enough about this album. This is a good one. Second track, Now We Ride. I'll give you a little bit of each track. I don't want to make the podcast too long so you get distracted with other things, but this album you definitely need to get. Find them on Facebook or on their websites and grab this album. This is probably the summer album for me this summer. Just a fantastic effort. The just listen to a little bit of this. I record this on my phone in the car, so quality that you might hear might be a little different than what I'm hearing, but trust me when I tell you this album rocks. Yeah, just positive messages all around. This is Your Eyes. Powerful stuff, powerful rock. Next track, The Master. This has more of a Sabbath-y, Zakk Wylde type of feel to it. Almost a doomy type of riff, which is interesting with this band in general, but this, they make it work. Definitely a good tune. That scream. Now we're diving into almost like a King Diamond-ish type of Merciful Fate type of riff, but set within a band that is, you know, just pure rock, pure heavy metal. But you can tell the influences that come through. All right, here we go. Next one. Hold on. This riff is catchy. This is something that you would have heard on the radio in the late 80s when they had music that played on the radio. And yeah, just good stuff. Yeah, here's one of the most powerful tracks on the album. Track number 6, You Rock Our Way, which is just a, again, positive message, positive. My time is running out because I have to get to work and make money, because I'm not a professional musician, I am a podcaster. So anyway, definitely get this album. Follow them on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, all that stuff. You can go to my sites. I will have links to this band. I will probably do another review down the road, just to keep this active, and I'll publish this soon. And keep rocking, Held Hostage. Great American Rock, which is a perfect title for this album, because it is. Later.